Good morning. This is Talk of Tucson. My name is Paul Birmingham. In the studio today, a pleasure to welcome back Amber Smith. She is the CEO of the Metropolitan Pima Alliance, an organization that many people in the community are familiar with, but a lot of people also are not familiar with it. Amber's going to go through, give a lot of really, really great information about all that the Metro Pima Alliance has going on. And you can always get in contact with them. We'll give the website out and so much great information. Amber, I know it's been a while since we've had you here on Talk of Tucson, but again, I know that things have been incredibly busy for you as CEO of the Metropolitan Pima Alliance. So we appreciate your time today. I know it's very valuable.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
So for people, again, who aren't familiar with the work that is done by the Metropolitan Pima Alliance, I know we could probably spend 3 or 4 hours just going into the great work that you guys do, but maybe you can kind of give us a sense of your mission, and we'll sort of take it from there as far as what the Metropolitan Pima Alliance is all about.
MPA is a nonprofit, membership-based organization. We work to create a prosperous community by promoting collaborative real estate development policies, building partnerships, and finding common ground. We are an alliance of business, government, and nonprofit organizations that all agree that positive participation and contributions of the private business sector working in collaboration is positive to work with the public sector and local jurisdictions.
And that kind of bottom lines it really, really nicely. And I'm glad you went through that, Amber, because so many people realize that Southern Arizona and Pima County in particular, I mean, we really have a lot of great things going for us here. I mean, we have the weather is probably one of the biggest things to start with. I mean, so many people come here from back east. My family originally came from the Midwest because of just the fact that we've got like 350 plus days of sunshine or whatever it is. So I know that there are a lot of factors that bring people to Pima County. How have things been over the past few years? I know that 2008 hit pretty hard. We obviously had the housing crisis, and that affected a lot of the trades that are very, very active in our community. So have things been kind of, I guess if you could say, on the uptick, or how would you characterize it right now in Pima County?
Presently, we are on the uptick, but it is certainly slow growing. And the recession taught us several things. One, there has always been this argument through the community that growth must pay for itself. Well, all of a sudden, when there was no growth, the jurisdictions were struggling. Mm-hmm. I think that it was a great wake-up call as our jurisdictional partners realized the impact growth and development does have on our community. While we still haven't achieved pre-recession numbers yet, we've certainly been on a positive trajectory upwards.
And that's really, really good to hear. And you kind of mentioned the fact that a lot of people think growth should pay for itself, whether it's you're talking about a subdivision that's going in or a new building that's going in, something along those lines to where they're going to have to pay for the roadways surrounding it, the infrastructure. And it seems to be one of those things where, okay, well, obviously they're bringing a lot to the table, but somebody thinks that they should be paying for it themselves. But then you have this where there's no growth. That can be difficult for the municipalities when they don't have that revenue coming in. And we really did kind of struggle through those past few years.
You know, you're absolutely right. Growth should pay for itself. However, what always has to be remembered is what comes out of growth. We are growing the tax base. Those taxes are going into your general fund buckets, into the school districts. It's creating jobs. So while growth should certainly pay for itself in terms of adding additional infrastructure as necessary, the community must remember that these new residents and these new businesses are enabling another positive portion of economic development that certainly has a very positive impact on the community at large.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. I mean, I've lived in Tucson my entire life. I can remember when basically as far north as Orange Grove, pretty much that was about the end of it. And certainly you didn't go past Cole Road. I mean, you might as well have been going to New Mexico or something like that. But just seeing all of the growth, particularly over the past several years in Vail or Sahuarita or Oro Valley, I mean, all sorts of different areas. When it comes to the Metropolitan Pima Alliance, tell us a little bit about your makeup. Is it primarily with the municipalities, or do you also work with a lot of developers, I would think, and other stakeholders who really are the people who are there and helping contribute to the growth that we've seen in Pima County?
our membership base are any of those individuals impacted by growth and development. So absolutely, we do have the developers and home builders, but we have those planners, architects, engineers, the commercial real estate brokers, some residential real estate brokers, as well as all of the local jurisdictions. They are an important partner as part of this because while growth and development we certainly advocate for, we think that there really should be collaboration and finding common ground and making sure that that development is done in a responsible, positive fashion to where it benefits the entire community as opposed to just seeming arbitrary and for the sake of development.
And I know that things got a little bit, I don't want to say crazy or hectic, but in the early 2000s and through, I guess, the mid portion of that, when we were seeing home prices continue to increase and the building was just going absolutely crazy. We had infill development, and unfortunately, a lot of it was sort of out of reach. And, you know, we've seen places to where, and again, this has kind of been in the years past, where subdivisions would be plotted out. I'm thinking particularly up in the Marana area. You'd have the roads in, you'd have the pads kind of built, and then it was empty, basically. And we unfortunately had that happen. But now I see a lot of those places coming back. I see new developments out by Ryan Airfield, that area just absolutely exploding. And the Metropolitan PMO Alliance is there to kind of make sure that there's a conversation that happens between these municipalities and all of the stakeholders to make sure that the growth is not going to be something to where you grow too big and you're not able to, I guess, be sustainable.
You're exactly right. And this year, we're actually celebrating our 20-year anniversary. So that means that MPA was founded during the lawsuits with the Pygmy Owl.
Right.
And it was during a time period when the commercial real estate industry felt they were not being represented in the manner that they wanted to. We only had the Southern Arizona home builders largely at that time. They were focused on home building and developer issues, and they were filing the lawsuits. And a group of individuals wanted more collaborative solutions and working and forming partnerships with the local jurisdictions to try to mitigate through some of the development issues. And so we have been there during that time period, as well as the run-up that you referenced, and then, of course, through the recession. And we've always maintained the same mission in which we wanted to bring all impacted parties around a table to try to develop solutions that worked for everyone, including the public sector.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about in just a second the Common Grounds Award that MPA is behind. And I mean, that is something that so many people are focused on growth and wanting to make sure that it's being done in a smart manner. And also, I wanted to talk to you about a new exciting website that you guys have. Part of my job as what I do here in the news is look for parcels that are being developed and maybe a new business is coming in or new industry is coming in. A lot of times it can be difficult. I drive by someplace, I'd see a massive parcel, and I wonder who owns that or is that something that's going to be developed or something along those lines. So tell us a little bit about this website that you've come up with that really helps streamline and give some really, really great information to the industry that ultimately could be responsible for helping create and fuel this growth.
As I've mentioned, MPA strongly focuses on collaboration, and we have now created a website, www.pimaparcels.com, that was actually originated out of Pima County. Pima County in most recent years has become extremely economic development focused, and they had partnered with Sun Quarter a few years ago to develop shovel-ready sites. In trying to identify these parcels for site selectors coming in town looking to relocate or set up new businesses, the county wanted to identify what assets were in our community. Well, since that time, what we had learned is largely we don't have a whole lot of shovel-ready sites. So we expanded that map in partnership with Pima Association of Governments, and we have now added some utility data, capacity information, some transportation times, all based on each of these parcels. What ends up coming out through a report is your proximity to other communities, your infrastructure data, your zoning, some potential zoning restrictions. And this map is then going to evolve to include smaller sites so that it can genuinely be a one-stop shop for economic development for our community.
Very, very cool. And again, just going to that website, pimaparcels.com, you do see all of the various partners that you guys are involved in. And again, making something like this work, it seems simple, and we kind of take for granted the fact that we can have a website built in a few hours, or you can have a Facebook page going in just a few minutes. I know that there have been so many different departments or people involved with things going on as far as development in Pima County, and that was kind of a hit. People who would go in, they'd try and get something going, they'd go to one counter, they'd send them to another, whatever the case may be, and just kind of going through the maps and trying to figure out exactly, like I say, what parcels are out there. This seems like a simple website, but there's a lot of work that must have gone into this and a lot of collaboration.
Well, Paul, TEP ended up being a huge leader as part of this project. Infrastructure and your utilities in the ground is a very important aspect in economic development and really trying to sell property to these site selectors. However, due to the nature of what the utilities do, there's homeland security and competition concerns. No one was motivated to provide that sensitive data. TEP, though, led in creating the information in a way that can be synthesized easiest by simply listing what capacity was available. So we aren't revealing any of their sensitive transmission line information, and many of the other utilities fell right behind them and included that additional data. And what many people don't know is that a fire drill occurs amongst jurisdiction and the private sector when a site selector has identified a potential parcel for an incoming business. Within 24 hours, Sun Corridor or whomever is contacted must present a packet of information to that site selector of all information from utilities to, I would assume, education factors, and really anything that best sells the community within just a few hours. Trying to collect all of that data in a short window is extremely difficult. And quite frankly, we've been actually very successful at that. And Home Goods, one of our Common Ground Award winners, represents that success. What we wanted to do was try to speed up that process, have that data readily available so that we can react in an even more efficient fashion in the future.
That makes sense. And Home Goods, you mentioned there, essentially on South Alvernon, a little bit south of Valencia, they were able to put in a great facility. I know that there's incentives that go into that, but let's talk a little bit about that, if you could, Amber, the Common Grounds Awards that we've mentioned. This is something that we've talked about before here on Talk of Tucson, and I know that it's a big component of what Metropolitan Pima Alliance is all about. So tell us a little bit about the background of the Common Grounds Award and a little bit about some either past winners or ways that people can get involved if they'd like to perhaps nominate someone.
So our award ceremony celebrates, showcases, and honors projects that share the same philosophy as MPA. And as I mentioned before, when MPA was founded, it was because a group of people really wanted to be more collaborative in their approach to problem solving. So the Common Ground Awards, now in its 13th year, has honored about 250 projects over the years that have been successful due to their atypical collaboration. So what we are recognizing are parties that wouldn't typically work together. So that could be neighborhood groups with a big home builder. It could be an environmental group working with a developer, or it could just be, you know, a jurisdiction working with another one. So it's any form of collaboration is what we are looking for, and being able to overcome those obstacles through finding common ground.
Very, very cool. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Amber, because many, many times there is that sense that people are going to be concerned that the growth is going to come in. It could be a neighborhood that has been existing for a long time. They're concerned. I know, obviously, you talked about the formation of MPA and the lawsuit over the Pygmy Owls that held up development and a high school up on the northwest side. There's all sorts of different things. I know the city of Tucson went through the big box ordinance that a lot of people may have been familiar with when there was discussion about trying to revitalize Elkhorn Mall. What the neighborhood wanted was different from what the developers wanted. And so, again, coming up with common ground, what are some of the projects? You mentioned Home Goods. Are there other ones that you could kind of highlight, or ones that kind of give you a sense that this is what the awards are all about?
We have many. We have the Festival of Books, was a great one that was born out of trying to help literacy problems locally. We have the Aerospace Research Campus that was formerly called the Aerospace Parkway, in which the city, the county, Raytheon, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and the private sector and federal government all worked together to try to promote aerospace and defense companies to come into our community. U of A Tech Park at the Bridges, as well as at Rita Road, is a great example of public-private partnerships all working together. La Estancia Neighborhood, that is the first master-planned community that has entered the Tucson city limits in more than a decade.
Wow.
And that was the work of having to move the Julian Drew Wash. So you had the environmental constraints that were worked through, as well as working with the city of Tucson and Pima County. And now you can go see that project today and see those houses all being built in a very beautiful community.
If people would like to get more information, Amber, about anything that we've been talking about, they can find information again at that PimaParcels.com website and link directly back to your website. But what's the best way that people can get more information about the work that Metropolitan Pima Alliance does here?
Absolutely. Our website or social media are great outlets. You can find us at www.mpaaz.org. And I really encourage folks to go to our page called Common Ground, because we are accepting nominations for successful projects, whether it is an event, a public policy, or a development. Anything that has really become successful as a result of collaboration, we want to accept all of those nominations through the month of May.
Again, you can check out the website. It is mpaaz.org, or you can find them on the various social media sites. Again, the Metropolitan Pima Alliance. The CEO is Amber Smith, here talking about all of the great work that MPA has done for the community. Many of it is unseen, but a lot of people, again, are involved in that, now celebrating 20 years. So again, you can always check out that website. And one of the things that you talked about there with the Common Grounds Award is the Festival of Books. And I know that that is such a great event. It continues to draw in more and more talented authors, continues to grow. We always talk to them on Talk of Tucson. It's a great showcase for the University of Arizona. The Arizona Daily Star gets involved. I know for a long time Pepper Viner was involved. So a lot of different organizations and private sector businesses were realizing the important need of literacy here in our community and doing what they can to step up to really, really help fill that need. Let's talk a little bit, if there are people out there, Amber, who would like to get more information about MPA as far as either luncheons or mixers or events that you guys have. Is that something where if people would like to come in and maybe just network or get to know what's out there, kind of get a sense of what the business community is like here, maybe they're thinking about starting a medium or large business or would like to expand, they want to know what it's going to be like dealing with getting permits and that sort of thing. Is that something that MPA can help out with?
Absolutely. We have a monthly mixer on the second Thursday of the month in which we rotate through our member businesses at their offices. We have our monthly membership breakfast on the third Friday of every month. And our topics really are an education for the community. It's largely related to economic and land development. And those two things are impacting everyone in our community. So we certainly welcome guests, and we are a member organization, but we do have ways for non-members to participate.
Cool. Again, that website is mpaaz.org. And one thing I kind of wanted to touch on, I know that it's been a few years and we really haven't heard much about the issue. And I think a lot of that has to do with the work that MPA has done. And we've talked before about the issue we were seeing with metal theft. And I mean, it was getting to the point, Amber, where not a day would pass that you wouldn't hear about either some big bust or where there had been a stretch of roadway that was without streetlights. And the reason was metal thieves, or churches were having air conditioners ripped off, or schools. And ultimately, something had to be done. And I know just in speaking with you in the past that the Metropolitan Pima Alliance has really had a lot to do with tamping that down. So tell us a little bit about your past efforts. And is this something that we still see, we just don't hear about? Maybe the price of metal has come down, or the businesses have sort of really taken the advice of trying to secure these things. But tell us a little bit about how that task force is shaped up.
Paul, what a great example you mentioned on collaboration. We did have the Pima County Metal Theft Task Force that was a group of business folks in partnership with Tucson Police Department and the metal recyclers themselves. And the incidences of metal theft have drastically decreased, and it did sharply decrease as a result of our efforts in working with our state representatives and our partners up in Phoenix and creating different legislation to deter metal thieves. And while metal prices do remain low right now, we certainly are prepared to respond when there is an uptick in that. And I believe the Pima County model has become a model nationwide. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reached out to us to find out what made our program so successful as a result of seeing the decline in metal theft. So it's certainly something we can be proud of and was the result of massive collaboration with folks that otherwise wouldn't work together.
Absolutely. And again, I remember speaking with you when this was going on, Amber, and just looking at what could be done. And it could be an ID requirement, or it could be just making sure that the employees at these metal recycling businesses were well-versed on what they should and maybe look out for, how businesses could secure their premises to make sure that things weren't disappearing. I mean, in some cases, wiring being ripped from walls. And forget about the construction sites, whether it was commercial or residential. I mean, basically, these individuals were treating this as their own kind of ATM. They'd go and they'd rip off metal, and, you know, the next thing you know, they were selling it. So great to know that the Metropolitan Pima Alliance was really at the forefront of making sure that that was an issue that was addressed. PSAs were made, and it was really kind of brought to the forefront. Just kind of turning back to the economic development and the aspects that you guys have been so involved in. Watching the transformation of downtown for people who have lived here for any amount of time, I mean, that has been really, really huge. I know the hotel that's going to be coming in is going to be a big component of that. Obviously, the modern streetcar, we've seen student housing. There's been discussion of what's happening on the west side of downtown. You've got Caterpillar coming in, all these different sorts of things. Have you been enthusiastic about seeing the growth that's been going on in downtown Tucson? And is that something that the Metropolitan Pima Alliance has had a hand in? And I guess what's kind of the future hold for that?
Paul, we are extremely enthusiastic about the work being done downtown. There's been more than $1 billion in public-private sector investment. You mentioned the hotel. Now we know that there's going to be a couple more hotels coming in the near future. And MPA, we don't directly advocate for individual projects, but what we do is work with those jurisdictions to break down unnecessary barriers to development. We advocate for efficient policies and processes that allow everyone to come to the table and create great projects like what you're seeing downtown. We have the Rio Nuevo Board has been a fantastic collaborator with the private sector and the jurisdictions. And you just mentioned several projects that are the direct result of that collaboration. We've got a lot of money being invested. Scott Steitler has several projects down there. Fletcher McCusker has certainly been a leader on the Rio Nuevo Board. And the county and the city have all been strong players. And if it wasn't for every single one of those people willing to work with each other, downtown wouldn't be the dynamic, vibrant place that it is today.
For so, so long, Amber, you can probably remember this as well. People basically just thought of having to go downtown as when they got called for jury duty, or if they got a traffic ticket that they maybe forgot about and they had to go and get that taken care of. But now it really is a destination. Having the modern streetcar there, obviously a big draw, but not only the great bars and hotels and restaurants and all of the cool things, cultural events that are down there, but also seeing the residential aspect of it. I know that you've got now some redevelopment that's gone on. You've got One West Broadway, which basically went up. I don't know. It seemed to go up really, really quickly. The townhouses across from the Tucson Police Department there a few years ago, that was basically a parking lot. I can recall it was essentially empty. Now you've got really, really beautiful residences going on there, trying to get people downtown. And it's not just the aspect of the businesses, but also getting people down there to help really mix it up and have that aspect of the residential. And you've got to find something to do after you get home from work so they can basically step outside their door and be right there. Johnny Gibson's downtown market, I mean, that was another thing that has gone on. So a lot of excitement going on there. And you think that'll continue?
I absolutely think it'll continue. And you mentioned housing. There are a lot of opportunities for rentals downtown, but what I keep hearing is how can I buy a place downtown? And that is something that we are struggling with in trying to achieve that. And there's already a task force in place, again, another collaboration with the City of Tucson and Tucson Association of Realtors and MPA, in which we're trying to find out what barriers do we need to remove to be able to bring home ownership downtown? Because we certainly believe the demand is there, but we have to be able to prove that to those financial backers as well. And that's certainly proving to be very challenging.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, it, again, is becoming much of a destination. People want to be there. They want to be able to purchase a home. Renting is great, but they want to be able to have their own slice. But with the exception of the established neighborhoods there, Armory Park or some of the areas in the barrio, it's difficult to get in there. I mean, you've got to really be somebody who's in a position to be able to make that purchase. So it'd be great if we could see more residential moving into downtown. I mean, so many people have a really kind of bad taste in their mouth about Rio Nuevo and what's happened there over the past several decades, but it's good to see that it is bearing some fruit in that the Mercado District is kind of coming along. You've got El Rio there on the north side of Congress. So things are coming along, and with the great work of the Metropolitan PMO Alliance, that will continue. Before I let you go, Amber, if there are businesses or people out there who have not been familiar with the work that you do but would like to join, tell us a little bit about some of the membership and what would be the benefit of doing that. And you guys are really, really involved when it comes to public policy and advocating for these members as well.
We give a voice to those that are having issues trying to develop in our community. So there are dozens of different type of sectors and consultants that aid in land development and growth in some fashion. So we like to assist in trying to identify those barriers they are having in opening up their business or in trying to develop their property. And we have many different levels of membership so that we can try to fit anyone's budget. And again, we provide that voice as well as very, very strong networking opportunities with even our government and elected officials so that we can build those relationships. Because ultimately, that's what MPA is. As we are a relationship-building organization that tries to build those partnerships between the public and private sector and lend a voice to everyone impacted. And really, we have the same goal. We want to be able to create a vibrant community, create jobs, and be able to raise the average wage.
Absolutely. I mean, that is such a big part of it. And Metropolitan PMO Alliance, a big, big component of that. And one more time before I let you go, if people are thinking about either these projects, events, things that they've seen over the past year or so that they think really epitomizes that collaborative spirit where you can have growth, but it can be smart. People for so long were concerned about the impact of growth on our natural environment. But I know that that is something that developers and the stakeholders have continued to look at to make sure that the impact is something that's sustainable. So if people would like to nominate an event or a project or something along those lines for Common Ground, what's the best way they can do that?
Our website, www.mpaaz.org, and go under our events tab, and you can read about our most recent Wild Ride event that has a program booklet of some outstanding projects that have been honored with the Common Ground Award in the past. And then you can click on our Common Ground Awards, and there's an application to be able to fill out and submit. And we would like to receive nominations from anyone and everyone in the community on any project that they find was successful due to collaboration.
Outstanding. Again, check out the website. You can find links to a lot of the great stuff that Amber's been talking about. You can find them on the various social media sites. So again, the fact that the Metropolitan PMO Alliance has been involved in our community for 20 years, and we've seen the growth and we've seen a lot of really wonderful development, and especially in the downtown area and some of those outlying areas that we've talked about, not only are they creating a great place for people to go out and enjoy themselves and live, but it's bringing with them high-paying jobs, and that's definitely what we need. Amber Smith, the CEO of Metropolitan PMO Alliance, thanks for all your work that you do in the community, and thanks for this great information. We didn't even touch on a lot of it because I know that we could probably spend 2 hours on just roads or projects or that sort of thing, but it's great to have you here, and thanks again for all the work that you do for our community. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Our pleasure. My name is Paul Birmingham. You've been listening to Talk of Tucson.